This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Hamas has to die or surrender unconditionally. That is the latest word from the Israel Defense Minister. Fighting continued on Wednesday between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The Rafah gate was opened, allowing severely injured Palestinians to leave for medical care in Egypt and foreigners to leave Gaza for home. Also, AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports Jordan has severed a key diplomatic link with Israel over the Gaza war.
Key U.S. ally Amman says it has recalled its ambassador from Israel. Jordanian authorities have, too, told Israel's ambassador to remain out of the country in protest over the, what it calls, the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. Deputy Prime Minister Ayman El-Safadi, who is also the foreign minister, says the return of the ambassadors is linked to Israel stopping its war on Gaza and the humanitarian catastrophe it's causing. Jordan signed a peace deal with Egypt in 1994, the second Arab country after Egypt to do so.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will return to Jordan on Wednesday or later this week. Nigerian police detained the head of the country's largest labor union on Wednesday, watching him getting beaten by thugs before bundling him into a van during a protest. Now, this is according to two main union movement spokespeople. Officers arrested the Nigeria Labor Congress leader following a crackdown on a workers' rights protest in the southeastern Imo state, again, according to the unions. NLC spokesman Benson Appa said their leader was beaten, blindfolded, and taken away. This is VOA News.